Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from my home near Branson, Missouri. And my daughter Brenda is with me today, and we're talking about watching in the Spirit and prayer and the important part that prayer plays in this end times, end of days scenario that we are in right now. It's very, very close to the coming of the Lord. We've seen a step up in the activities of Satan. Mm-hmm. Just a few days ago, there was the terrible tragedy in Washington, D.C. at mm-hmm. the Navy Yard when a man who was definitely controlled by demons, and as you listen to everything on the air, you know that they don't know what demons are. And so they're coming up with every possible way that we can stop things. But when things are of the Spirit, you have to stop them in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And so the Lord has given us the ministry of watching. Yesterday on the air, I read a lot of the watching scriptures. Mm-hmm. So you can go back on the archives when they're posted for September 23rd. We are told in the Word, let's just use this as kind of a key verse, Brenda, for all the week. 1 Peter 4:7, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. There comes an end of all things in this age that we're in. Peter is very prophetic. His books are very prophetic. And without an understanding of 2 Peter in particular, you miss it if you mm-hmm. don't see that he's really talking about he's getting ready to go, mm-hmm. but he's telling them things are going to continue. They were expecting Jesus back any day, and he's going to tell them things are going to continue. So even you're going to have time for false teachers to come, but mm-hmm. it's going to be 2 days. Mm-hmm. So he really literally told them Jesus would be back in around 2,000 years. We have a series on that. I forgot what it's called. 2 days, something about.
I think it's Watching the Moeds. 2 days.
2 days. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I went into that. But let's just use this one scripture. But the end of all things mm-hmm. is at hand. So what? What do? If so, what then? Mm-hmm. If so, the end of this age is at hand. Be you sober and watch unto prayer. Paul, here's another witness. He wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5:6, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch mm-hmm. and be sober. So we are to be watch. We are to be spiritually alert. Mm-hmm. Now, if your spirit is keen.
That's what sober means.
That's what it means. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Be awake. Mm-hmm. Don't be asleep. Don't be partying mm-hmm. somewhere, you know. Be serious about this matter that it's the end of the age. Doesn't mean don't have joy. Mm-hmm. It just means take this thing seriously. Mm-hmm. And so it is serious and that we keep our watch. And you told yesterday about what happened to you the night before 9/11. Mm-hmm. Actually, Brenda, it was just a little while before 9/11 because we were in Russia, and they're several hours ahead of us. So it was before all that 9/11 thing happened. And I was recalling when I knew we were going to do this radio broadcast what happened to me on April 18th, 1995. April 18th, 1995, Shelley and I were down at Brother Norville's place, mm-hmm. Brother Norville Hayes. He had a motel. I suppose he still has it, I don't know, in Florida. And right behind the motel was a church he had founded. And we were down there for a week's meeting. So Shelley and I were staying up at a room in the motel. And we just walked each evening down to the meeting. And we were walking, and I heard this loud pop, like an explosion. And I said, Shelley, did you hear that? She said, I didn't hear it. I thought it was a transformer, maybe right over our head, but it sounded like an explosion. We got in the meeting, and we sang, and we sang, and we sang, and we sang, and Brother Norville didn't show up. Well, this is kind of typical Brother Norville. He doesn't get into stress over anything. And you see that he's lived a long life with with that attitude. So we just thought, well, you know, Brother Norville, he'll be here after a while. When he came in, he barely could walk. He was bent over weeping and traveling. So the whole place just traveled with him. And we did that for I don't know how long. And then I knew it was something was going to happen. I told Norville that later, and he said, why didn't you tell me? And I said, I don't know. I just knew it was something bad was going to happen. So he called up people to pray for, and he would, like, pray over each one with a deep prayer. But the very next morning, April 19th, there was a bombing in Oklahoma City, a terrorist bomb attack on the Alfred Murrah Building, federal building in downtown Oklahoma City. It would be the most destructive act of terrorism in the United States until the 9/11 attacks. And now we see that in this country, there is like something kind of let loose. And we had the bombing in this, we had the shooting in the school in Colorado. And we've had other shootings. And so we really see that what John McMillan said in his introduction to that wonderful book right now that everyone needs, The Authority of the Believer. Everyone needs this.
Absolutely.
And in Brother Hagin's book, The Believer's Authority, he says in his opening that it was pamphlets then that John A. McMillan had written that inspired him. And John A. McMillan was a missionary to China and to the Philippines, and he knew a lot about demonic activity. And so he wrote in his preface, the rapidly approaching end of the age, and he wrote this in the 50s, the rapidly approaching end of the age is witnessing a tremendous increase in the activity of the powers of darkness. And he goes on to name some of the things, which, my goodness, we've seen so much more since then. I think he wrote in 56. To meet the situation, the Church of Christ needs a new conception of prayer. The urgent call is for men and women wholly yielded to the Lord, whose eyes have been enlightened to see the ministry in the heavenlies to which they have been called. Such believers may, in union with the great head of the body, exercise an authority to which the powers of the air must give place wherever challenged. Just recently, Chip and Candace were going to go to Duncan, Oklahoma, and they had had that meeting scheduled for a long time. And as it turned out, just before they went down there, some young men shot another young man in the back, no reason at all. One thing, somebody said they did it for a thrill, and I don't know what all reasons, but for sure, it was demonic. And so it's one part of watching is a daily watch. It's a daily watch. And that's what Chip and Candace taught them when they got down there. They taught on this book, The Authority of the Believer, and then they taught on the blood watch. You can put up a blood watch over your house, over your family. Now, you do this without being waked up in the nighttime. Or without having a spirit of travail fall upon you. This is just something you can do because it is written. And, of course, that book of Ephesians right now is our book. That's what we need. That's where we walk. And so I remember reading Brother Hagin's book, The Believer's Authority, and he challenged us to read in Ephesians that prayer. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. And then the prayer goes on to pray that we would know certain things. But it goes on to say that the power that is given unto us is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. And gave him authority, seated him, raised him from the dead, and seated him far above all principality and power, might, and dominion at the right hand of the Father. and gave him to be head to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all, and us, mm-hmm. we who were dead. I like the Amplified on this one. We who were slain mm-hmm. by our trespasses and sins, but God, because he loved us, his great love for us, mm-hmm. when he quickened Jesus, he quickened us. Mm-hmm. When he raised him, he raised us. And when he seated him, he seated us. And he seated us at the right hand of the Father. And it is at the right hand of the Father that we do our business of ruling and reigning. Mm-hmm.
In him, in Christ.
In Christ we are seated. Mm-hmm. No other way.
Right.
It is written there that in him he seated us.
Yeah.
So that's where we are. Mm-hmm. He's the head. We're the body. Mm-hmm. But when he raised the head, he raised the body.
As one.
As one. And when he gave authority to the head, he gave authority to the body over what's happening on the earth in our realms. Mm-hmm. In our realms. Mm-hmm. That we are seated together with him. And as we are seated there, it is written in Romans 5:17, that those who have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness are to rule and reign in this life. They are to rule and reign in this life. Bless the Lord. Do you have the Amplified on this?
I do.
Brenda, please
read
it.
In Romans?
Yeah.
Romans 5:17?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me look here. Praise the Lord. Romans 5:17. For if because of one man's trespass, lapse, offense, death reigned through that one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with himself, reign as kings in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One.
And so we are to reign as kings in life. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. That is our ministry in mm-hmm. the heavenlies. Mm-hmm. It's a part of watching. It's a daily watch that you put up. Do you do that over your house?
I do. I do. And so, you know, every day I you know, hold the blood of Jesus. But there are times when the Holy Ghost will, you know, quicken you.
Oh, surely.
To do a little more, to do some things in the spirit over
sure,
that watch.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about this more tomorrow. Right now, we want to remind you that we're having a prayer meeting. Mm-hmm. And we believe that we do see the day approaching. Mm-hmm. We're having the Autumn Assembly of Prayer, and this is the one where praying people come from all over the earth and join together. This is a different meeting. It's a meeting where you come to give mm-hmm. as much as you come to receive. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, the Spirit of God starts moving in there. He needs us. Mm-hmm. He wants us. And he'll use us. And you can go online to billybrim.org, or you can call us at 417-336-4877. The meeting starts really Thursday, October 24th, and we end with a tent meeting at Prayer Mountain on Monday, the 28th. But some of the people, a lot of the people, come early and join us on Wednesday night, October 23rd, to pray. We'd like to know you're coming. If you come, you will have some free gifts when you get there, and you'll mm-hmm. have a pre-registry. I mean, if you register.
Right.
You can register online, or you can give us a telephone call to do so. You can find out about hotel reservations, and we have plenty of hotels. There'll be a good one for you to stay in. We'll be looking for you at the Autumn Assembly. Shalom, shalom.